Well, I know at this point, being very close to 50, that I want to work past 65, given my health and everything. And Susan, you probably feel the same way. So this survey really captures the feeling of Zoomers out there that 6 in 10 want to keep working beyond 65.
Well, it's not a surprise to us, and I'm glad that it's part of the broader conversation now with this poll, because we've been observing a number of our members telling us that not only are they living longer, healthier lives, but they want to keep working as well. And that's certainly the positive side of things. But also with the economic downturn, the fragility of the economy, the fact that the kids are not getting jobs, a lot of people are having to stay on the job because they need to.
Right, to finance their longer lives and their children. Now, but what I really like about this survey is that the boomers are calling the shots. They're saying, if I work beyond 65, it has to come with some conditions. No age discrimination, and I get to impose some flexibility into my work week.
Well, certainly people would like to take that as a positive spin on it, that the employers so value their contribution that they have a say in how they can shape their work-life balance, let's call it. But in fact, a lot of people in many workplaces don't feel they have that power. Okay. And that has to change. And one of the ways it's going to change is for forward-thinking employers to think about that there is value that they can get from older employers with a wealth of experience, a real strong commitment to their company, an opportunity to learn from them. They can train new workers. They can recruit new employees and so on. And if employers start taking a much more positive attitude towards wanting to keep and to recruit older workers, that will actually create a much more, I think, healthy and welcoming workplace.
So what can companies do to ease fears of age discrimination?
Well, they can show that they value older employees, first by making sure that they have an equal opportunity to actually move ahead in the company, to take on training and other assignments. Have a conversation with them. Make sure that you're not supposing that they're going to leave soon, you know, to fulfill the stereotype of retiring. And find out what their needs and preferences are so that you can try to accommodate them. You might find that they actually do want to reduce their work hours, saving you payroll, mm-hmm. and allowing them to fulfill what they need to do in their lives and for you to be able to keep the best of their commitment and contribution while at the same time easing them out of the workplace. So these are opportunities that employers and employees have to work together to create a new workplace.
One of the other findings is that one of the greatest concerns for older workers is that they stay well and healthy. And so this means good benefits packages at the workplace. Is this a trend that is continuing or is improving?
Well, in fact, one of the most deliberate responses that we got was a lot of people want to keep working, even if they don't feel like working, in order to hang on to that benefits coverage. And in fact, it is so much less expensive for you to participate in an employer-sponsored plan than it is for you to try and buy it on your own. And so for a lot of people, this becomes an absolute priority. So it's an opportunity now for employers to recognize this, to make sure that they're including older workers. And indeed, for those who want to reduce their work to part-time and are not normally included in the health plan, to buy a plan that includes them. And indeed, others can also consider post-retirement health plans as well. So if you want to plan your workplace, one of the major instruments you can use is actually your health plan.
Here at Zoomer Media, we definitely live what we advocate. If you walk through the halls here, you'll see young people in their 20s and you see a lot of older people. And this perhaps exemplifies what the future may look like, that you have an older workforce training a younger force and inspiring and vice versa.
Well, absolutely. The workforce is going to change, and it has to in a good way. First of all, the generations have a chance to learn from each other, which which is tremendous. There is a sharing of historical knowledge, broader experience with new ideas and new technologies. That's, you know, on the surface, that's obvious. But there's also something else. In much the way that maternity leave for women in the workplace was a slow-growing phenomenon and trend, it also tended to humanize the workplace and remind people about the work-life balance. Now you're going to find that older workers need to take time to look after, you know, a loved one, a spouse, a parent, and that value of caring for your community and those around you is something that will influence the workplace. People will hear about it, talk about it, and frankly, we will all have that challenge in our own lifetimes. So it's a good way for all of us to see how the workplace can actually be an extension of your life rather than a suspension of your life.
Very good. Thanks so much, Susan.
Always a pleasure.